The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Stephen McCullough has been sentenced to at least 31 years for murdering his pregnant partner, Natalie McNally. Belfast Crown Court has heard. Have a listen to Natalie McNally's father, Noel, speaking following the verdict today.
Over the past 3.5 years, our family has went through unimaginable pain and grief from the loss of our beautiful daughter, Natalie. We would like to thank everyone who has helped us to get here today, all our family and friends, the whole community of Lurgan, at Craigavon and throughout this country and beyond, for all the kindness and the support we have received. We would also like to thank the PSNI and the Prosecution Service for getting us to this conclusion here today. Today we do not celebrate the sentence handed down, as Bernard, my 3 boys and myself are serving a life sentence since the murder of our beloved Natalie. But hopefully it will serve to deter and to help stop violence against women and girls in this country. With respect, we are now asking for some privacy to continue to grieve. Thank you very much.
And that was the clearly very distressed Noel McNally, Natalie McNally's father, speaking today after that verdict on Stephen McCullough, who, as I said, been sentenced to at least 31 years for murdering his pregnant partner, Natalie. And for more on this, I'm joined by Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, good evening to you. If you would remind our listeners of, I suppose, some of the details of this case. A lot of it hung on Stephen McCullough's alibi, this live-streamed gaming video.
Yeah, it was, a lot of that was to do with the fact that he had pre-recorded a 6-hour live stream. He claimed it was a gaming stream that he had been playing during the hours of which police know that Natalie was murdered. And initially that was taken as an alibi, but it was only when cyber police looked closely at that they were able to work out that that had in fact been pre-recorded. And then at a later date, when they seized devices from Stephen McCullough's house, they were able to retrieve that live stream and show that it had in fact been pre-recorded some days previously.
Quite a lot of high tech, therefore, evidence in this case.
The case relied on a number of cases. They say it's circumstantial, although the Public Prosecution Service will say that doesn't mean it's a weaker case. It just means that there are lots of different threads that have to be put together. So a lot of it was CCTV. So they were able to track on CCTV McCullough from when he left his house. And what he did was he went to a bus stop very close to where Natalie McNally's ex-partner lived, a man who he then tried to frame the murder on. He got the bus there to Lurgan. And I suppose where his alibi fell away was that he had intended to get the train home, and they know that from the searches that he had put into his phone, but missed that train and then had to get a taxi, and they were able to get CCTV that followed that taxi to that point. We then had, so the CCTV and piecing that together was meticulous police work, the cybercrime stuff in relation to that, and also he had put a document that he had written shortly after he had phoned police with that 999 call, claiming that he had, you know, stumbled across Natalie's body. She wasn't answering his text, so he went down to check on her. Phones 999, they were able to find that he had created a Word document, putting a sort of fake timeline into a form of words. And they were able to show that during that, he was still keeping up the pretense that this was a live gaming stream. And then one of the other really aggravating factors in this is that after murdering Natalie, he then continued to call to Natalie's family and visit Natalie's family at home. On one occasion, leaving a phone on record in their house and then calling back for it about 40 minutes later. But he also then told them the graphic details of how he had found Natalie's body, something that greatly distressed them, as you can imagine, and something that the court was later told during the summary hearings, that this was something that he did, that he appeared to take pleasure from telling them how, you know, she was humiliated in death as well. I mean, there are so many aggravating factors to this case, and no mitigation at all. And that was one of the reasons why it's one of the longest sentences we've seen in Northern Ireland in a very long time.
Yeah, a lot of planning, even if some of the planning was incompetent, a lot of planning clearly going into this murder of Natalie. And as you mentioned, the humiliating, he said that her face had been put into the dog's bowl. Is that correct, Alison?
there was a lot of during this court case, and you know, along with the other journalists, like sat through 5 weeks of this, and the evidence was incredibly distressing.
Yeah.
I mean, it took the pathologist 45 minutes just detailing Natalie's injuries. There were so many of them, but yeah, he claimed that he found her face down in the dog bowl. The dog bowl was actually presented then as evidence in the court, and this was something that the prosecution had said was done as a sort of last act of humiliation against Nelly, who he believed was preparing to end the relationship with him, despite the fact that she was 15 weeks pregnant, and they believed that McCullough had access to her phone and had seen that she'd been accessing other people and saying that she was, you know, probably just going to have her baby and by herself, and that she didn't think that the relationship was going to last long term.
Yeah, a shocking case, I think, the details of which the family obviously said that they can't celebrate this conviction because they themselves are serving a life sentence in the wake of Natalie's murder.
And they, you know, they are the loveliest family. The McNally family have opened their home to so many people like myself from the media in order to try and keep Natalie's memory alive. They have campaigned tirelessly for Women's Aid and other charities, you know, despite their own grief. They are one of the nicest families you could possibly meet, and they have been devastated by this. Natalie was an only girl. She has three brothers who adored her. They were very much looking forward to the birth of this very much wanted and loved grandchild. And no sentence is ever gonna, you know, no sentence is ever gonna bring her back. Natalie is gone. Her little unborn baby is gone as well. But they think, you know, from the prosecution point of view, it was important that a strong message would be sent out. As you know, and you talked about on your programme and others, we have one of the highest rates of domestic abuse and femicide anywhere in Europe. Northern Ireland is a very dangerous place for women to live. And I think it is crucial that when people are caught and convicted of these type of crimes, that a really strong message is sent out in terms of the sentencing.
Yeah, and I think a strong message, 31 years is a significant sentence, and that message was sent out. Her former partner that McCullough attempted to frame for this murder, has he spoken at all?
I did an interview with Lewis Jones not so long ago. He was, at one point, he was treated, you know, as the suspect. His house was a crime scene. He lost his job as a result. He wasn't allowed to be at the birth of his child because he was considered to be a risk to his new partner because he was a suspect in the murder of a pregnant woman. I mean, this had a devastating impact on him. And this is the thing, you know, McCullough planned not just to murder Natalie and ruin the McNally's family's lives. He planned to murder Natalie and frame another man and send an innocent person to jail. You know, and I think it speaks to the cowardly nature of him. You know, he didn't go and confront the person that he, you know, had found messages on their phone to Natalie, because, you know, this is a 6'4" man. Instead, he went to the house of a very slight pregnant woman who, we were told, weighed about 87 pounds, despite the fact she was pregnant. She was, you know, a tiny, lightly made up little girl, and he's a huge, bulky man. And the shocking nature, yeah, I think, of this killing and the pre-planning that went into it. I mean, it's hard to even get your head around that someone would go to those lengths.
Yeah, no, the planning is extraordinary. Lastly, obviously McCullough protesting his innocence right up until the moment when he could protest it no more. Has he said anything?
He was subject to what they call pre-sentence and reports, where he did an interview with a probation officer. During that, he again continued to deny, saying that he believes that Natalie's ex-partner was responsible. But when it was put to him halfway through that, he said, well, I think maybe I just blanked out and don't remember doing that. And if I am, I'm a monster. And, you know, I apologise to Natalie's family. But it still shows, I suppose, the delusional aspect of this man and his character, that he actually told probation that he'd like to be a mentor to young offenders in prison. I don't know what kind of a mentor, you know, a person who murders a pregnant partner in such a way could be, but it shows, I suppose, the delusion at which this man lives and the narcissism that still exists within his own mind.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. It's quite a shocking case. That is Alison Morris there, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.